I said to Alexander, if you feel a little chilly, it's because we're a cool church. George, was it Friday your birthday? 94? 94? Holy moly. Happy birthday. God's greatest blessings continue to be with you. Of those 94 years, have you been in this church all your life, right? 94 years in this church. Wow. And B was 90. When? Friday as well. Same day. Share that. So here's what you need to know. If you want to grow old, come to this church. This is where you get up to all those wonderful ages. Now, I had a few people grab me by the shoulder today. Donnie first, and he said, this thing about you retiring, he gave me that. He said, here's my response to that, and he wrote on that, declined. And then I had a few others say, so it's you're kind of done next year? And I said, no. The end of 2026, going into 27. I said, I'll retire in my 69th year, which will be 2027. Too early. Yeah, some way to get rid of the old guy sometime. Pray with me. Father, we need you and we always need you. In these moments, thank you for this amazing word of yours. Just this gift into our lives where we can just allow you to speak into our lives. And when you speak, Lord, we're changed. We're changed forever. Thank you for that. Help us to hear again an old word, but allow it to be a new word in our lives. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. We've all heard the words, and at some time or other, we've also all decided to ignore the words. I'm talking about the words called pay attention. So pay attention. Usually when we hear the words pay attention or attention, it's followed by some kind of instruction. Pay attention, the road is closed because there's black ice, and if you don't pay attention, something might happen. Or pay attention when your spouse is dropping those little hints of what they would like for Christmas. There might be consequences. Unfortunately, the innkeeper in the nativity story did not pay attention. Luke chapter 2, verse 4. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Because there was no guest room available for them. There's a lot of things that the story doesn't tell us, and I wish it did. Doesn't tell us on which street this inn was, because when we go visit Israel, I'd like to go see that inn. Doesn't tell us the name of the innkeeper. Doesn't tell us whether he was married, whether he had children, what kind of a man he was. But the one thing it does tell us is that he didn't pay attention, and when Mary and Joseph knocked on the door, he didn't open the door and let them in. Didn't pay attention. He was too busy. The inn was full. was just another common couple knocking on the door, was just another pregnant woman standing in front of his door. And he was a busy man. He had an inn to keep. He had people in the inn. He was busy. Even when Joseph said to him, "But please, sir, my wife is pregnant," his answer was, "It's not my fault." And Joseph said, "Not my fault either. I'm going to go sit down now." He didn't pay attention. And because of that, he missed a wonderful opportunity. Because here's the thing about these pay attention moments. They usually come with an opportunity. An opportunity to bless someone. An opportunity to love. An opportunity to give of yourself. An opportunity to receive. An opportunity to be blessed. Scott, when we were praying this morning, he prayed, "Thank you, Lord, for this morning and for just the fact that someone's going to smile. Someone's going to say good morning. Someone's going to be kind in this place." Pay attention, because they bring opportunities with them. The innkeeper didn't, and so he didn't let Mary and Joseph in. And here's the thing, so many of us still do that. I mean, it's Christmas, we're busy, we got things to do, right? Places to be. And in those moments, we miss the greatest gift. Because here's the thing, that miracle that happened in Bethlehem still happens to this day. That same Lord that was speaking into that world in that moment is still the same Lord that speaks into our lives. And the blessing that came on that night in Bethlehem is that same blessing that God still wants to bring in our lives to this day. He still speaks those same words, "Let me in. Just listen. Pay attention." Revelation, John says it so beautifully, chapter 3, verse 30, where it says, "I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and they open the door, I will go in and do what? Burden their lives, make their lives difficult, make it hard for them. No. If anyone listens to my voice and they open the door, I will go in and I will feast with them. I'll bring that joy. I'll change that life. I'll make you brand new." But the thing is this, he doesn't break down the doors. He doesn't kick them in. He stands and he knocks. And he asks us to open. Pay attention. Do I open that door? And do I let him in? It's one of those moments that has consequences. Problem is this. There are so many disruptions that come in our lives, that keep us so busy. Be careful of those disruptions. He knocks, and in the moment he knocks, the cell phone rings, and I have to take the call first. He knocks, and the baby cries, and I have to take care of the baby first. He knocks, and the alarm goes off, reminding me that I have to go study for this exam, and I'm saying, "Lord, I'm busy, come a little later. Can't open the door right now. Come when I'm 16. No, come when I'm old. No, come when the kids have left the house. Come when I think I'm okay." Pay attention. He missed the moment because he was so busy with all the things and making our little lists. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to get this. I got to go do. I got to go. when he comes, he does not want to add to my little list that I'm so scared of. He actually comes to take away the burdens. Can I take you back to a series, 3 months ago? Remind you of Matthew 11. Come learn from me. Those wonderful, gentle rhythms of life. He comes with a list. But the only list he brings is the list of the things that he has already done for you. Death, I've defeated that. Your sin, I've forgiven that. Your fears, I will be with you, even through the deepest water. Your questions, your needs, I will answer them. And hold you. See, that's what the innkeeper missed. Jesus doesn't come with a list. He doesn't come to fill the inn. He comes to change my life. And someone might be thinking, what if it's too late? What if he's knocked and he's gone? It's never too late. What if I've said to him, the inn is full? And it's never too full for him. What if I've never answered that door? Can I tell you something? You're never too old. You're never too messed up. You're never too broken. All he wants you to do is to pay attention. And when he knocks, to let him in. I'm going to end with a little story. And I've told you this story once before. Maybe you'll remember, maybe not. It was 1986, August 1986, on the border between Zambia and Angola. I was a young padre in the South African Defense Force. It was my job to work with the boys up in Angola and Zambia. Sector 70, it was called. I took care of the Army, the Air Force, and the Navy guys because the Navy guys were on the Zambezi. And this was my day that they flew me out to Winela Base. And you can go look it up on the map. You'll still find it there. Winela Base was the naval base. So they had these patrol boats that would go up the Zambezi into Zambia and then come back into the Caprivi Strip again. And so flew me out with the helicopter for a day in Vanilla to take care of the boys. And some of the boys said, hey, Padre, we can't sit here with the other guys. We have to go out on patrol. Won't you get on the boat with us and just do the patrol with us? So I'm on the boat with the boys, and we go up. And as we go up, there's this truck closed on the side that follows the boat. And I said to the boys, what's this truck? And they said, no, it just does that every day on the Zambia side. It just goes up with us and then comes down with us. So we're on the boat, and I'm talking to them about their relationship with Jesus Christ. Exactly this message. Open the door. Allow him to come in. Come speak. I always worry when my wife comes walking down the aisle. Thank you. Open your hearts. Come speak. Let the Lord speak into your life. So we talk about this. When we come back to the base, one of the young men, and when I say young men, these were boys, 19, 20, 22 years old. He says to me, Padre, can we go talk? So we go, and I sit down. And he says, I don't get this God stuff. I don't know him, and I know you're always talking about this, and you were talking about that, and I don't know why, but can I talk to you about this? And we sat there, and I spoke to him about Jesus. And that day, that young man, sorry, in the tent in Zambia, gave his life to the Lord Jesus. flew back to the Air Force base. Next day, around noon, sirens went off and we got this thing. We need to go casualty evacuate some folks from Varela base. So the story just started unfolding. The boys were on the boat again, going up the river. And as they turned to come down, that same truck, they opened the side and there was a 50-millimeter cannon on the truck. And these boys were sitting ducks. And we had to go get them. So that we brought them back to the base where I was. And those were my boys that I saw the day before. Some lost their arms, some lost their legs. That young man lost his life. Pay attention. Pay attention. It's never too late. He's always standing there and he's always knocking. And if you listen, he is so faithful. And how blessed we are that not just one Sunday, but every day of our lives, we can hear him standing there, knocking. And maybe you've opened the door many times, but maybe this is just a day in which he says, I know you need a little more of my presence, and I want to give you that. Don't miss that. Maybe it's just one of those days in which he says, can I just come remind you how much I love you? Maybe it's one day before you go up a river. Pay attention. For the miracle of Bethlehem has come in Jesus Christ. Amen. Take a few moments of silent prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming. And even when we don't pay attention and sometimes don't open the door, you just don't give up. Even if you have to be born in the stable next door. Thank you for being there. Thank you for reminding us every year as we celebrate this beautiful time of your birth. Pay attention, for I have come. But I will come again, and I will come on the clouds. Oh Lord, oh, what a day that is going to be. Because there will be no door that can keep you out. Thank you that we know you. Thank you that we look forward to that day. So in this moment, can we just say thank you as we pray together the way in which you taught us to pray? And please join me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. It is our privilege to thank the Lord as we give of our gifts. And during that time, we're going to be blessed by more music. Rejoice, the Lord has come, if I can read that right. Your light has come.